Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
First dates gone awkward, knives and tires, and bad scripts. It's all happening next here at AfterBuzz TV. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey,
hi, guys!
Welcome, AfterBuzzers, to the Beverly Hills 90210 Reboot After Show. I'm your host, Chelsea Overacker, and we're breaking down Season 1, Episode 4, The Table Read. And over to my far left, I have our Beverly Hills expert, Shantiera Mack.
Hey, guys. What an introduction.
Thank you, girl. Of course, you deserve it. And then right next to her, we have our Beverly Hills Fashion Nova, 90s Fashion Nova, Bethany Jean.
What's up, guys?
And last but not least, we have our director, producer, and she's a 90s trend lover, Jackie Nova.
Yes. Hi, guys.
You're live on the chat.
Yes, Jackie is running our chat live. So if you're in the chat room, say hello. And if you're a podcast listener and want to join in, just simply go to AfterBuzz TV, select our show, click on YouTube link, and join in all the fun. What? Really, a fun episode. It's getting intense by the moment.
Yeah.
No one's agreeing on anything. Anna and the cast are not agreeing on this script. I kind of feel bad for them a little bit. And then there's just relationships are booming. Jenny's having trouble with her daughter. And then things are kind of going crazy with Christine and Gabby and that whole situation. And then we find out the moment we've been waiting for.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, Zach is Brian's son. You just said that right. Yes. So things are just kind of going crazy. But you guys are going to want to stay tuned because we also have our fun segment, 90210, Bring Back the 90s with Bethany. We're talking about 90s hairstyle. And then we have news and gossip with Shantiera. It is someone's birthday today. It's their 50th. Wondering who it is. And then we have our predictions. But before we get started, what is your guys' overall thoughts?
Another good episode. I feel like it just keeps getting better and better for me. It's like they pack so much in to keep me just interested in the entire time. I'm literally like, okay, how are they going to... I feel like the 6 episodes just wasn't enough.
Yes.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It's definitely not enough. I feel like they could have definitely stretched this out to like 10, 12, 15. I would have been here for it because I love it so much.
I think they're being a little smart about it. I think it's because they're trying to get that season 2.
Yeah.
Because there's so much left to be said.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm super excited because Ian is definitely my favorite.
He is.
And he was so heartbroken. I like that, someone like nice like Anna, although she was a little mean to him. But I like what's going on with that.
Yeah. They're kind of spicing up between them.
I was almost disappointed that they revealed the whole Zach is Brian something so early. I was
shocked.
Yeah. I wanted to roll on that prediction.
Yeah.
So in the open.
Well, we were definitely predicting that.
Yeah. We were predicting. Yeah. It was just a matter of time. So I thought I was kind of like you. I was like, I thought they're going to be waiting till maybe more the season finale, and then it's going to be a big drop. But it's going to be interesting on how they're going to play out for the next 2 episodes. And there's definitely history there. So just wondering why Zach is stalking Brian, and then he's just so invested in his life and everything, but. With you, Jackie, too, with Ian, I just love how he's supporting Anna when she's just having trouble trying to write that script. No one's liking it. But speaking of scripts, what did you guys think about that table read? It was rough. No one was liking it at all.
No one was feeling it.
It was horrible. By just the look at their faces, it was like, womp, womp.
I really liked that they kind of band together and took the bull by the horns and were like, we're not doing this tomorrow.
No.
We would rather stamp on that and just
not
come
doing
up
it.
With something.
Yeah.
Which I already knew, they were not going to come up with, the actual script because there's so much to that. So Ian definitely knew that. So he just took charge, as he usually does. And he just was like, at first I was like, why is he videotaping? When he sent it to Anna, I was like,
Oh, inspiration.
Yeah, this makes sense. Now she can understand the essence of these characters. Yeah.
Yeah.
And hi to Amber and Joseph. Hey.
Hello. So, do you guys feel like it was right for Anna to walk out just saying, I'm done? This is her first gig because I ain't even pointed out saying, no, you need this job.
Yeah.
And we kind of know in Hollywood, you know, it's kind of your first time going around. You kind of have to kind of get put on the bottom a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, this cast has been together for 30 years. They get it. But do you think it was right for her just to say, you know what, I'm done, I'm going to quit? And I know Ian has, you know, some feelings for her. So he's why he gave her the inspiration. But normally that wouldn't happen. So do you think she should have tried to stuck around and just say, you know what, I'm head writer, let's just try to figure out some ideas? Or do you think it was okay for her just to walk out?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's okay. I think that because it's like she's kind of just getting started. Like you said, I mean, you're letting your emotions get the best of you. Mm-hmm. And I think that and because she's young and starting out, the thing Gabby said that she's like, are you like 12?
right.
Because she's so young. So for me, I was just thinking like, okay, she's just a beginner. Once she continues to like, you know, I mean, I know this is like fake, but still, it's like as like a person who's a producer. I mean, I'm sure you know, Jackie. Like, it's your first time, so
She was just being a little hot-headed,
right?
That's all.
She's reacting.
She's hot. She's bothered. She's like, I'm a really great writer. Yeah. Like, I got all A's in college.
I'm
like, you know,
not gonna lie though, I don't love her character very much. Mm-hmm. I like what she stands for.
Right. No, I know what you
but
mean.
I don't really love her personality.
Thank you. I don't like it that
I'm
much
sorry.
Either.
I'm sure you're a nice girl.
Yeah,
I realize.
I'm sure she is,
but
too,
her
yeah.
character, Anna, is just...
She's a little dry.
Yes, dry, not humble. Like, she's a big ego, but, like, she's super young and inexperienced, so she doesn't have much room to stand on. So it's kind of like, I don't know. When she was like, I'm done, I was kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. You should be mad. Okay, bye. But then I do like, I like her for Ian, though.
That's going to ask
so
next.
I don't, like, dislike her. I'm just kind of like, I don't know. She's.
I'm not saying I like
she's
her
hard
for
to love.
Ian. I just like that she softened up a little bit more.
Yeah. And it was nice to see her soften up. And in all honesty, I guess good for her for going in kind of tough skin, being so young. You would have to be in her
position. Yeah, in this business, you have to be pretty tough.
But yeah, she was, they don't paint her as super likable.
And, well, that was going to be my next question. What do you guys feel about her and Ian? Do you like them together? We're not sold on her character, Anna, but we like them as a couple, or do you think it's not
I just think for maybe, it's not that I don't want them to be together as a couple. I just think he needs, like, a female friend. He's like the wounded little wolf. You know, he needs a little love.
That was a good wolf impression.
Oh my gosh, that was horrible.
That's all. That's what, just a little tender love and caring, and maybe he can just get back out there.
I feel like they're good for each other.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of a softy sweetie, right?
Yeah.
He's
a sweetheart.
Yeah.
He is. Ian, you know you're my favorite.
Like, might possibly have some old school chauvinistic tendencies.
Yes. Yes.
They're good for each other.
What about you, Shantira?
I mean, I feel like it's very predictable, the thing with them. I feel like I just kind of see, like, unfolding. It's like she's kind of, like, you know, kind of just kind of, poking at him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, a softy. So, I mean, I kind of already expected it. But, I mean, I'm here for it.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah. I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at
I do like, though, that they're not making her a sexualized character at all.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
beautiful.
Yeah,
which is really cool. She's not, like, a young hot chick.
That's right, like she's pretty, but it's not like they have her, like,
Not that she's not a pretty girl. I don't mean that. I just mean she's very, like, buttoned up and professional. And, she's not, like, a flirty... eye-batting type.
Yeah.
And people, hey, Joseph. Oh, and he's saying Shan is the star of the show.
Yeah, well, speaking of Shannon, because that ties in.
If you don't believe her,
I mean, Shannon, she is kind of playing a little hard to get. I mean, just stepping out, because when Jenny kept going on and just saying, okay, we have creepy stalkers, and the script isn't right, and she's just like, I'm done, because it kind of took her a while to get into the show.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised Jenny right away just... Right away said, okay, this is what's going wrong with the show, and, you know, prepare yourself. So I felt like that wasn't really a smart move.
Like, welcome to the circus.
That wasn't a smart move on her. But with Shannon, do you think it was okay for her to say, you know, I don't know if I want to do this reboot. I need to take some time.
I think she's faking the whole entire thing. and she wants to be part of this reboot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But she's always, her character has always been, she's a little bit on the, she's wild, she's shady. But now she's like, she's still a little wild, but she's Namaste. Like, she's all zen.
Namaste.
I mean, they're making her very manipulative.
They are, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it adds character to her on the show. But, I mean, she's smart. I mean, look, you saw that she's getting paid twice as much as everyone else. Yes. So, I mean, of course, I could see her like, I don't know. Because she's like, I have leverage. Like, they're going to want to bring us all together. So, for me, she's smart. And I mean, I've already said it too, but like Shannon, like definitely one of my favorites. So
like Shannon too.
Yeah, yeah, we're all huge fans of her. And do you,
we love them all.
We love them all.
Yeah.
By the way, is anyone else off topic shocked that she's hasn't at all? They haven't brought up that she's recovered from a major illness. I thought that might be part of her journey in the show. Like she had cancer, and now she's like moved to the mountains and she's finding peace, and like I thought they would tie that in. They haven't even touched on it at all.
Yes,
maybe that'll come up, because I feel like with her, with every character, it's like something has obviously come out with all of them. They're all going through something. With her, she's like the calm one, you know. I just,
to like, me, she values life a little bit more because of what's happened,
right? So maybe it'll come out.
Yeah,
you know, I'm just recalling though, I feel like her teenage self had a little bit of that too. Like, I don't know if you guys remember this, but Dylan's mom, Iris McKay, was really like gypsy, hippy dippy, and her and Brenda were kind of bonded, and she was into like horoscopes, and they were both Scorpios. And dang, I'm really remembering stuff.
You're like, now it's starting to come back.
It
was like a trip to Ojai. There was crystals, maybe. I don't know.
Do you feel like it's fair that she's getting paid more? I mean, she's doing it for a good cause. But overall, if you were an actor on this show and you knew one of your co-stars were getting paid more, they're saying, but 100% of the proceeds are going towards this organization I'm a part of, would you be down for it?
If I knew it was for something like that. But initially, I'd be like, whoa, you're getting paid more than I am? No, it should be like...
Well, it should just like be termed equal. Differently.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because how do we know that, for
starters? Like, maybe it should be like in the contract. The check goes directly to the charity.
Yeah. So but she's like, they're paying double on my behalf, but I don't even get it. It's not really for me. It's just what I negotiate for a charity.
I agree with that.
But also, I feel like this happens all the time with actors.
It does.
Maybe we'll get paid a lot more. I feel like that's why you just don't discuss salary. It's no one's business.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like that.
And it was rude on Christine's part.
She threw her under the bus big time at that.
Like, she's getting paid twice as much. And I'm just like, and then Tora got looked at as like the person who blabbed. But it's like, technically, it all started with Christine.
Yeah, it
that,
did.
That says something.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Oh, no. The stalker is Brian. So,
yeah, we agree.
Oh, my God. Gotta love Gabby. Had a nightmare involved with the peach pit.
They're into it. They're
Amber,
loving it.
You are on it.
Speaking of what Amber's talking about, I wonder what's this thing with the nightmares in the beginning of the episodes?
Yeah.
I wonder, how they're going to, what's that all about?
Well, they did tie it in, the nightmare with Andrea, how, like, she, with, it's something to do with how she's evolving with her sexuality and Christine and you see how, like, that little tease, like, Christine and her didn't kiss, but then it's, like, eventually they do.
Right.
It's like, yes, I was like, you go, girl.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm starting to get fans of them too. So we'll talk about that later. But speaking of our fans, Chantier, do you have a message for us?
I sure do. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. If you guys are on YouTube, please make sure you guys subscribe, like, give us a comment. We'll shout you out as we have been. And also, if you're on iTunes, please give us 5 stars. Make sure you guys comment as well. I was checking to see if I can read some, but I'll definitely have some for you guys next week. But we really, really appreciate it. So again, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you guys again so much for the support. We just really appreciate everything that AfterBuzz has done for us. But with support, I really do feel like Jenny's trying to be there for her daughter. And that audition did not go well with Kyler. That was bad. Everyone in Hollywood, we can all say we've been there before.
We have been there as actors.
Yes.
Were you guys wondering if Tori really did audition under a fake name? I wonder if that's truth or if that was just written for the show.
I would love
that to be true.
But you know how we're going to find out that scoop, and we'll tell you guys later on how you can get some more info on some juicy gossip.
Yes.
I'll let you know where you can tune in for that tomorrow later on.
Yes. I think it's a good mother-daughter relationship. I know things were kind of rocky with them at first, and she was upset that she only got one line. But Jenny's just trying to protect her from Hollywood because that's how it is. And, you know, if you get favored a lot, you know, it's eventually going to catch up with her and hit her. And she's just trying to protect her. So I think it was right moving her down to having her be Donna's daughter. And if it's one line, you know, she should be happy because anyone would kill for one line. Oh my God. Yeah. A huge reboot like that.
Congratulations. You have a small part.
Yeah. And it could grow into something bigger. It happens all of the time.
Yeah.
But I agree with that. I
she's
totally
so hard on her mom. My gosh,
she
really is
hard
on her mom. Oh my god!
But I think it's the thing where like Jenny knows like what it's like, you know, growing up in Hollywood and being like a celebrity. So I also think too that she's almost trying to protect her because she mm-hmm. knows. Like we were saying that we know that she knows what can happen, and that people can kind of get lost in that, and then that's why people turn to like. This is very dramatic. People turn to like drugs and it gets, you know what I mean?
And she just was not ready for that role. Did you see how that other girl brought it?
She wasn't.
She killed it.
Yeah.
Point.
But a lot of celebrity kids end up getting parts because of their like parents.
Yeah.
Well, so. And I think that's probably what she was trying to give a lesson throughout Jenny. Like, I know that that's my daughter, but I'm not going to give her. And people here are commenting about that. They're like, yeah, she doesn't deserve that role if she was not bringing it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and I agree. True. Like, I know that that's your mom, but like,
I just kept thinking, like, has she taken acting classes?
Probably
like,
not.
Are there any credentials or like training for her to be? Because it's one thing to have favor when you've worked for it.
Exactly.
But then there's another thing to just have like out of the blue entitlement with zero. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
no.
There's no credibility in any way.
Totally agree.
Yeah. No, I think that's really good what Jenny did with her daughter. But, you know, at the end, her daughter does want the best for her mom because she wants Wyatt and Jenny to get together.
Oh my goodness.
What do you guys think about their relationships? I know last week we were all Jason and Jenny, but I'm kind of leaning towards the bodyguard a little bit.
Yeah.
I am too. Anybody else think that it was Jenny who slashed her own tire? I definitely did. I was like, she did it.
Jenny would be slick enough to slash her own tire.
Which goes to show that she and her daughter are like, right?
Yeah. But I'm here for it. I like that. They're cute.
I think
they are very cute
together. And it's cute how she's like, okay, well, let's just get you on someone else's services so you could be here off the clock.
Yeah, that was cute.
Fire me right now because he was liking her.
I'm fine with him keeping her company until Jason gets a divorce. I'm not a fan of extramarital affairs.
Yeah.
Like, he's actually working on his marriage, but I think he'll serve his purpose.
Yeah. He's giving her a lot of advice and is kind of annoying Jenny.
Yes.
Stop being so cool.
Yeah,
like,
very
give me
solid
cool
advice actually. taking notes.
Another person who's giving really good advice is Christine. Christine and Gabby, their relationship is booming. They finally kiss. They're hot together.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jackie?
Oh, my goodness.
She's like, yes, cool. She can get her seat.
Well, because you know what? I love that they're touching about this subject. It needs to be out in the open more so. And yeah, I like that they finally kissed. I mean, you know this poor Andrea. This is what she's wanted.
Yeah.
So it's like, here it is. Explore, girl.
This episode had it was like a roller coaster with them because I was thinking, okay, is Christine not interested?
And
then I was like, when they were about to kiss later on, I was like, okay, is she confused? And then when Gabrielle kissed her, then I was like, she was just playing hard to get.
Yeah, she was. She's smart as a
mixed signals. I'm like, you winked at her.
Right. Yeah, you are. What are you
She's
doing?
Like, I wanted to just hang out. I'm like, no,
I know. Like, what? Yeah. This is like
hard to misread.
Yeah, it was weird because it was like, oh, this is not a first date. You see, she's like stumbling over poor Andrea. She's just like a hot mess because she doesn't know this world. She's stepping into something she just doesn't know.
And I think Christine is, you know, being good, like saying, okay, when you want to come at me, come at me. But if you just want to take your time, take your time. If you want to date other people, date other people. But she's just being there. She's not pushing her or anything. So I do like her character. Mm-hmm. How do you guys feel about Christine's character, though, in general? Just how she's running the production with her and Gabby. Are we fans of her?
I love her.
You
love
her?
For sure. I'm glad she's a part of the cast. I love Christine.
They've made her very B-wordy.
Yeah.
And I kind of wish they didn't. Because I really do like her, and I kind of just want to be like, come on, just let her be, like, a little softer. You know?
Yeah. I think it's because executive producers, I mean, at that high level, especially Fox, they are really stringent, like.
Oh, they are. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And even if they could be the nicest person, they have to put this
face. It's tough to be tough.
It is, as she said, it's tough to be tough,
But I think also, too, because she kind of knows the cast, it kind of... We kind of need someone in it that's going to kind of put their foot down. We need that, like you said. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that if we didn't have Christine, it's like, well, we have Anna, the young girl who's it's her
the
first
writer,
time.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of need her being a little like stern.
And she's been very instrumental in giving Tori the boost she needs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like as soon as Tori like has self-doubt or backslides in any way, like Christine's like kick her butt.
Yeah.
And that's kind of.
She like knows how to say the trigger word.
Yes. Yeah. Totally.
Like, to really get under Tori's skin. Like, but I could do that because I'm a producer.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, wow, that's all we had to say to you.
That's all we need to do.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
I think I agree with all of you. I think she just needs to be hard. She needs to get everyone in line because if not, there's going to be no reboot. Yeah. So I think she definitely needs to be hard and she needs to be stern, what you were saying. But another person who's starting to get stern is Brian. He's starting to put his foot down.
Oh, goodness.
That whole Zach situation.
This was a lot.
That was a huge ending.
I mean...
We don't even know what to say.
I mean, I kind of agree with what Bethany was saying. It's like, I kind of wish it could have been dragged out a little longer because it's like, in all one episode, we find out that a song was leaked. He made it seem like it was like the stylist, Joanne.
Yeah.
But, which, I guess... It really
in
was
the footage,
her,
like, right? It's showing that,
but it really was her. Yeah. And then,
by the way, who's to say he wasn't the fan?
Yeah,
who's to say he didn't reach out to her?
No, yeah, I still think
he's her with
he's
that. To try to, like,
oh, true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
But then, he's lighting the fire everywhere.
Yeah. Right,
people are asking who lit the fire at the end. It's probably him.
It could be him.
But I don't know. I kind of believe him when he was saying that he's not trying to, like, come after Brian. He's not trying to hurt him, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the fact that he said it's his son, I want to see a paternity test.
Yeah. I don't think that he's trying to physically hurt these people. I just think he's trying to manipulate everyone.
Mm-hmm. Or he could just really want to know his dad.
True.
Yeah. Presence, you know.
But I think, like, if I want to know my dad, I'm not going to do all this crazy stuff.
Yeah. You're not going about it very well.
Zach, you're not going about it very well. This is a little dramatic on your end.
But the bigger question is, how is Shay going to feel about this? Because she already has her doubts. That's why she had someone look into him, thinking, okay, who is this Zach kid? He is weird.
Yeah.
That could cause some tension between them two.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. That's going to cause some...
I mean,
some...
it's a serious talk regardless.
Yeah.
Like, whether she likes him or not. It's a big deal.
Well, who's the mom? That's what I want to know.
Right, that's what Shay's going to want to know. She's going to be like, you have a son and the mom and it's gonna get heated.
I can't wait.
I knew it was him. We've predicted this, but when he said he was standing up and he's like, I've been watching the show with my mom, and I'm like, boom,
right there.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe
mom's like, I had a hot one night stand. That's your daddy.
That's your daddy. And look how rich he is.
You're going to be so good looking when you grow up.
Yeah, she's just, I think she's she might be the one behind all of this too, with the whole stalking thing, because she is sending her son out there, Zach, saying, hey, get in the middle, kind of see what's going on. So that could be from a different perspective.
Yeah.
So she might want to try to get, that's her way of getting inside the crew.
Get the loop.
But speaking of inside, Jackie, you have a special message for us?
Yes, I do. Guys, listen, hey, if you're 90210 fans, which you are, and you're enjoying our AfterBuzz show, well, we want to give you some additional and exclusive bonus content right here on AfterBuzz TV. And you want to find out where? Tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m., we have Ian Ziering's wife, Erin Ziering, so beautiful, so talented, with her bestie from Motherhood in Hollywood, Heather Broker, as they share an inside look at BH90210, and this is something you do not want to miss, and you're not going to find it anywhere else. Trust me and believe me, this is Ian Ziering's wife. She's got the scoopity doop boop boop. Honey, so stay tuned for that. 10:30 in the morning tomorrow, so awesome. I promise you, right here on AfterBuzz. Stay tuned for that, and that's Eastern Time, 1:30 p.m. So I'm going to watch, and we'll all chat.
Jackie. Yes. Jackie, say that one more time for me. Scoopity-doo.
Scoopity-doo. Boop, boop, boop.
I love it.
So good.
Okay, well, scoopity-doo. Boop, boop. Boop. Okay, well, this is going to bring us into our fun segment that we have with Bethany. We're talking 90s hairstyles. Bethany, take it away.
Oh, my gosh. I could have done this all day. I just want to apologize for, like, 50 pictures in advance. I had to slim it down. There were so many looks I didn't get in. So we have I just focused on Donna and Kelly. So earlier in the show, early 90s, they both were wearing their hair, like, mid-length, and they were just highlighted blonde, kind of, and, like, wispy little bangs. Oh. I totally had that hair. I had all of this hair you guys are about to see. And then it was really cool in the college years. We start seeing Donna really play with her color. She goes red for a while. She's platinum for quite a while. She does platinum. Saw a lot of different bobs, flippy ones, ones tucked behind the ears, real straight, sleek, parted in the middle. Yeah, I loved that look on Kelly. It was really cute. And then something that was so huge in this era was the, I call them stripper stripes.
Oh.
Because I did hair back then, and that's like
stripper stripes. Like,
or as a nicer word, is zebra stripes, where you had super ashy, dark lowlights, really chunked, and then the super white platinum highlights.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
They
harsh stripes, and they all had them. We all had them. I had them.
Next week we should come in with a little stripe. Like, do we try to spray it on or something?
Oh, my gosh.
A little striped 90s.
It's like my biggest fear in life is that will come back. Those stripes. We had lots of retro looks, like the flipped up, real kind of space bobs.
I used to do that.
Me too.
I used to do that.
We kind of all did. The spiky, messy hair came in around this time, and that was so cute. I had that hair too. Okay, I'm not just talking about myself. The updos that were real, like, separated, like Jenny Garth has in this picture, that was really popular and cute. And then there was a lot of the twisty rose. So we'll get to that too. Ooh. There's some pictures of that. Yeah, I love that picture.
I love
of Jenny
that.
Garth.
That reminds me of the Jennifer Aniston kind of shagadelic.
I'll have to come with that hairdo next week.
Yeah,
it's been so hot.
That's actually pretty dark for her. Yeah, here we go. This picture when Donna Martin's like this chestnut color with blonde highlights. I always thought that was a really beautiful picture.
Yeah,
pretty image. But anyways, then I threw some clips from other celebrities in there from back in the day because the butterfly
clippies. Oh, my gosh. I used to wear those.
Yes, me too.
The butterfly clippies with the rose, like white girl cornrows, basically.
I know who all of them are.
Yes.
Liz Joyner, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Britney Spears.
Yes, that's right. That's right. We all had them. And then the space buns, which we already saw that image. Yeah,
Lisa Silverstone.
Everyone.
We all did
even
that.
Red carpet. Like, school. Didn't matter where you were going. You had these little twisties.
Yeah.
And then the space buns really kind of made their debut in the 90s. I'm not saying they weren't ever around before, mm-hmm. but the space buns and the zigzag part.
Yeah, that zigzag
part. Man, that zigzag part. Everyone thought we were, like, so edgy with our zigzag part.
Oh, edgy.
Anyways, this is a fun segment to put together.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Thank you.
Bring back memories.
And definitely. I mean, these girls, by the way, they were, like, the epitome of on-trend. You know what I mean? Like, you would watch 90210 once a week, and their outfits were so cute. Their hair was so trendy. I mean, they really probably inspired a whole generation.
Oh, yeah. I tried it, too, sure. with my hair. I had an afro at the time, so I didn't really do much with it.
It was so cute.
Yeah, I had that wig clips.
I want to see this. I want to see your 90s picture. I think I'm going to enforce that these girls all bring a picture of themselves in the 90s, and we're going to do so a special segment of just what we looked like in the 90s.
That's hilarious.
And then you're really going to see the age gap.
Amber had a perm like Andrea. And they're talking about Jack could not want to show to happen, and he probably caused the fire. Jack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we can save that for prediction.
We'll save that for prediction.
That's a good point.
NLT probably has.
Oh, yeah. Has some saying. Well, thank you, Bethany.
Thank you. I loved it. Oh, there was one hair look I couldn't find a picture of, but there was a while where Kelly was wearing her hair kind of platinum and real kind of pixie blonde.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and she would wear like dark eye makeup in that era, and that was a really cute one. I couldn't find the images of
them.
You're
doing that. Thank you. Well, thank you. And then next we have some news and gossip. Someone's celebrating a milestone today. Shantiera?
Yes. Okay, so today is Jason Priestley's birthday.
Happy birthday!
I would sing, but I can't. I'm not going to do that to you guys. But yeah, he turns... He's 50 years young.
Yay! 52 years young.
And he looks great, so... I only tell people his age, but yeah, he looks great, so...
They're all looking so great. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
And then I have one other thing. So Brian Austin Green, he's doing a live podcast at Torrance High School on the 31st. Because that's this weekend. And he did announce that Ian's going to be there, Tori, and possibly some other cast members. Oh. But they're going to also have live... He's going to also have live music from Color Me Bad.
I love it.
Love it, right.
So
the doors open at 5:30, shows at 6. They are sold out of everything except general admission, which is $55. And so you can go to their, if you're on his Instagram, you can definitely like click on the link and get tickets. But it's with bagpod.com/live. Mm-hmm. So that'll be cool.
Yeah, that's good. A nice little reunion. So.
What's your favorite color? Bad, of course.
Of course.
I love that episode.
Well, thank you, Shantiera. All right. So lastly, we have our predictions. There's a lot. We only have two more episodes left. So this is going to be... It could go either way. But Jack, you start us off.
Okay. I think that Ian and Anna are going to have a love connection, but I think from the predictions here from everybody that's on the feed, that's definitely going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrea and Christine are going to start a little love romance, but there's only two episodes left, so there has to be a season two. Yeah. And I just think that somehow her husband's going to catch her in the mix, and it's going to give him bad feelings. So something's going to go on with that.
Yeah.
So I'll leave the Brian and Shay and Zach. Oh my. He's not just the son. He's the son, and there's something else going on. I think the mother is manipulating like a little puppet. Like, hey, get some money from these very wealthy.
It's true.
Daddy.
But also, if he is his biological son, then he probably is entitled. Yeah. So there's that too.
No, he's definitely entitled. He's just going about it all wrong.
Yeah,
like, just say, hey, I'm your son.
Don't be a stalker, personal assistant.
Don't do it. All right.
What are your predictions?
Yeah, wait, take that.
Oh, here, I'll go. So I'm just thinking about the fire, and I have a few kind of silly ideas. I don't know. I still wonder if it's Jack Carlisle. His exit was just real weird.
Yeah, everyone here thinks that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yay! Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I wonder about that. But then I also was thinking, just simply based on the fact that we have learned that Christine and Jason did date in their youth and were like engaged. What if she's the stalker? What if she's mad and she's like furious that she's not being part of the show and she's not being included? Maybe she feels like Jason's ignoring her, even though they've had such a history.
Like a little twist.
Mm. I don't know. I mean, it's a crazy theory, but it could be.
That's a good point.
Maybe. I don't know. Or someone avenging Luke. Possible.
Yeah.
Obviously, Luke is passed, but like maybe someone that, I don't know, someone close to Luke, maybe. Mad that he's not being honored in the show or something.
Yeah.
For mine, well, the fact that Tori didn't want to do the sex scenes with Brian was making such a big deal about it. I think that their relationship is just so interesting.
Yes.
It's like, do you like him or not, girl?
You gotta figure it out.
But no, I think that, honestly think that something's gonna happen with them.
I think so, too.
But I feel like that Brian, like, loves Shay. I think it's going to more so be her. But I think that she's going to do it because, you know, Nate started to mention how excited he was about meeting Shay and how they kind of connected. I mean, he was kind of, like, pretty much throwing it in her face. Got her email. She's, like, a celebrity. So I think that like, their friendship is going to start to make her jealous, which is going to push her to Brian. Mm-hmm. I also think that... okay, so with Zach coming back and knowing that Brian has like a son and you know a son with Vanessa Marcel, and he also has the kids with Megan, I'm thinking that somebody from the past is going to come back. I don't know who it's gonna be. Tiffany Amber Thiessen, I'd be here for it. I don't know who it's gonna be. But I mean, honestly, like I think so. Because I feel like with that situation, then with the note on the stage, I think it said like you can't do this without me or something. Or what did it say?
It said stop acting like I'm not even here.
That's what it said.
Yeah, stop acting like
I was
I'm
close,
not here.
Not really. But no,
you're close enough.
But no, I think that it's gonna be somebody. I think I honestly think it's like an old cast member that's coming back that's feeling left out that they're not a part of the reboot. That's the only thing that could make sense.
Yeah,
good point.
That's why I said maybe something with Christine because she's there and she used to be part of the cast.
That's all
like
good
she's not
points.
On the cast. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. Just
good
maybe
points.
There's something
maybe.
There.
Yeah,
and I'll just say really quickly. I do think Ian and Anna are definitely going to hook up, so I'm right there with you. Yeah. And I do think the mom, Zach's mom, is kind of behind this whole play, and she could be the overall stalker, and she started that fire in the warehouse. Yeah. But that's all that we have for today. But quickly, let's go ahead and give our socials. Shantiera, where can the people find you at?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Shantiera.
Hey, guys, you can find me on Instagram, Bethany Jean Official. That's Bethany with an IE.
Hi, guys. You can find me at JackieNova7 and at oxfilms.us. And you can check out my feature film that's coming out in October. It's Art of Deception, a Richard Ryan film. Super excited, super stoked. I'm starring in it. I produced it along with Richard Ryan. It's, bam, going to be fascinating.
Oh, awesome. And you can find me on Instagram at Chelsea Overocker and on Twitter at Chels Overocker. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye, guys. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.